This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. This is a big year for the Danish art star Olafur Eliasson, who has just had a big solo show at two New York museums. Eliasson has made a career out of using natural phenomena to make people think about the ways we perceive the world. And he does so in awesomely entertaining ways. He's made rainbows indoors. Last year, he encased an entire car in ice. And in one corridor at New York's Museum of Modern Art, a special light drains all the colors in the spectrum, and you suddenly see your fellow museum visitors as if they're in a black and white film. But his newest installation can't be bound by the walls of any gallery, and it's his most ambitious yet. Eliasson has constructed 400-foot-tall waterfalls along the New York waterfront, including one directly beneath the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a massive $15 million undertaking, and these last few weeks, Eliasson has come over from Copenhagen to New York to test his waterfalls. We sent Studio 360's resident Dane, Pike Malinowski, on a boat ride for one of the last inspections before the water started falling.
Olafur, in white shirt and dark sunglasses, greets me on a small boat docked near the southern tip of Manhattan. There's a light breeze and a sparkling of sunlight on the water.
And I got my sunscreen on here.
This is so exciting.
We should have bought some fishing gear, because I can tell you there's fish in this water and they are not being sucked up by the waterfall.
Tom Hoban is driving the boat. He's the senior vice president of Tishman, the construction manager behind the project. Last week when they were out on the water, he hit a wave and drenched Olafur from head to toe.
Tell Tom not to do the waves which are splashing, only the soft ones. Tom, the soft waves only, please. Thanks.
Olafur seems excited and proud to show me his waterfalls, but he's also Danish, and we Danes specialize in self-effacing modesty. Right, that's cultural stereotyping, but there is some truth to it.
It's about avoiding it becoming just a spectacular event. It's really about doing something which sort of becomes a part of the city.
What about the kind of symbolic value of the place? You have the Statue of Liberty right behind us over there on the left. What does it add to the stage of the project?
I think it's interesting. The city has a legacy. It has a history. It's an iconic city. The history has made its mark. In many ways, not only in good ways, but obviously looking at the skyline, you can also see history have left some very sad marks as well, such as the missing twin towers right here in front of us. It's an incredibly rich and complex history, and I think it's important to look at it as a kind of like a life. It's a kind of coming together of this whole identity here.
The waterfalls are spectacular 100-foot constructions. They look like scaffolding, and in fact they are scaffolding. When they're taken down in the fall, they'll return to their original purpose, holding up construction crews around the city. It gives the waterfalls a raw and transparent look.
But it's also important that things are recognizable for people. So people look at it and they say, oh, I know what this is. This is a scaffolder. I know this. There's a pump. There's a tube going into water. That's probably the way the water goes up. There's a tube going up to the top of the scaffold. There's something up there which looks like a little basin or something. And so I wouldn't call it transparency, but making it very accessible or making it explicit in a sense is a part of the project. So people are not being cheated, or it's not about magic, even though I think a waterfall is to some extent magic, but it's not about, you know, not telling people how we do it, because it's not about fooling anybody.
The waterfalls are these huge, impressive structures, but really, Olafur doesn't want to impress. To him, the waterfalls are secondary to the space that they encircle.
And the way I have laid out the waterfalls, or the way they turn and the way they talk to each other, one being in the north facing south, one being in the south on Governor's Island facing north, and the way they are, you know, accessible or how you can see them, is very much about defining almost like a, you know, area which is then outlined by the waterfalls. And in that idea of a landscape or a topography, there's an idea of suggesting that the space, the East River, it's not a negative space, it's not a gap between two positives. It is in fact very much a space, and it's full of all kinds of things, dimensions, qualities, and the water, of course.
I wouldn't say he's preachy, but Olafur definitely has a wholesome social mission with his art. He's all about turning away from art as passive entertainment to engaging the viewer and making us aware of how we perceive and interact with our surroundings. Olafur wants us to engage by hiking, biking, or walking around the sites.
And the potential lays in finding your own way of doing it. The waterfalls, of course, are like four big sculptures in a way, standing there and doing what they're doing. But what they do is really about the space between the waterfall and the person looking at it. The journey that you're taking through the city is very much a part of the project. It's important to say that the whole area down in the East River is the art project. The waterfalls is kind of the producer of the whole thing, but obviously everything else is also a part of it.
Here come the engines again.
Tom, don't you have a Coke or some beer or some water?
Might be some Coke in that back, right, that lazarette there, this little hatch underneath the pumper. Is there anything in there? Might be warm.
Next time you get a boat, I want one with a fridge.
You got it. We have a toilet, no fridge.
A fridge-free boat. What are they thinking? This is so not New York.
Have you read Walt Whitman? Do you know his poem, Crossing Brooklyn Ferry?
No.
I brought a copy of it.
Can I see it?
I brought a poem on the boat, Walt Whitman's Crossing Brooklyn Ferry, which was written about 150 years ago, right where we were sailing. In a way, it's like Whitman's message in a bottle. He talks to a reader in the future from a time when the river was a lot busier, where people traveled across in boats and populated the space in between Olafur's waterfalls. 100 years hence, or ever so many 100 years hence, others will enjoy the sunset, the pouring in of the flood tide, the falling back to the sea of the ebb tide. It avails not, time nor place. Distance avails not. I am with you, you men and women of a generation, or ever so many generations hence. Just as you feel when you look on the river and the sky, so I felt. Just as any of you is one of a living crowd, I was one of a crowd. Just as you are refreshed by the gladness of the river and the bright flow, I was refreshed.
That's very nice. It's beautiful.
You're pretty young for all the art you've done and your reputation, and I think to some people you might seem like an incredibly ambitious and wired person. Do you ever switch off your artistic self?
Good question. Do I? I don't know what that would mean, so I guess no.
But I mean, do you go listen to rock concerts or, you know?
Oh yeah, I do that all the time. I'm very mainstream. I do everything that everybody else does as well, you know. That's what I'm saying. It's not about me, and which is why I'm very reluctantly only answering this kind of question. So maybe I can at least say that this interview was not about me, but it was about you. And I'm not all that young, if you look at it. So, but I thank you for saying that, though. Oh, it sounded nice.
Thank you so much for taking time.
Well, thank you for taking time as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
Danes are so polite. Thanks to the Public Art Fund, Olafur Eliasson's waterfalls will be up through the summer. We've got a video of them, as well as photos of Olafur's and Pike's boat ride at studio360.org.